Welcome to episode 82 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization. Welcome everyone to this episode. I am David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And in this episode, we're going to talk about, well, rule number 5 of The Walking Leader, ask questions. And we're going to talk about leadership in the news. And in this case, we're going to focus on leadership in a post-election era. So let's get started. So rule number 5 of The Walking Leader is ask questions. As human beings, we are naturally inquisitive. That means we ask questions. We will question anything and everything. Some people will question more than others, and others will just sit there, watch, observe, and listen and take it all in, and then eventually ask a question. And then, unfortunately, there are some people that will just sit there and wonder what happened, what's going on, and never ask a question. And friends, folks, everybody, that's not a sign of a good leader. That's not a sign of a good human being. I mean, to survive, we have to ask questions. We have no choice. We have to. That's just the way it is. See, when we were in school, as students, our job was to ask questions. Not only soak everything in, but for ask explanation. Ask to go deeper, further. It was necessary. That's how we were going to succeed. That's how those that got straight A's got the straight A's, because they weren't afraid to ask questions. The ones that were afraid to ask questions, well, you know how they turned out to be? Yeah, B, C, D, E, and F students. And that's okay. That's okay, too. If school wasn't for everybody, I understand that. But still, our job then and now is to ask questions. As employees, our mission is to ask questions, especially when it came to learning how to be part of the social and corporate culture of a new workplace. Say it's our first job or a second job. And while we might have known how to do things in the other job or the previous job, didn't mean we walked in there knowing fully how to do it or when to do it or how it was appropriate or not appropriate. We had to learn, observing, asking questions, making sure that we weren't stepping on anybody's toes, making sure, as in one of my organizations I work for, as I was being toured around the facility, I kid you not, and I know I've said this before, that I was told, well, listen, if this person speaks to you, you need to let us know, but send me an email and send that person's supervisor an email that this person spoke to you. And I asked why. Well, that's just the way it is. That's it. Just don't question it. And I was like, well, that right off there is a big red bell, a big red flag flying up in the air. Because again, if you're asking questions and they're not answering them, something is definitely wrong and something you do not want to be a part of. I know it doesn't matter how good the job is. I only lasted 2 weeks at that job because, again, it was just too many red flags, not enough explanation, and it just was not going to be conducive to what I wanted. And what I wanted was to succeed in the workplace. So, folks, I've been there. I understand. You have to ask questions, but when they're not forthcoming with answers, it might be time to ask, where's the exit? Now, as a leader, to become better leaders, we have to ask questions. We have to constantly be asking questions, not just of those that follow that follow us, but those that we follow, our leaders, our superiors, and our peers, our coworkers, the same people on the organizational chart, the level that we're in, those people. We have to ask everybody questions because, again, that's how we become better. See, as a leader, your job is also to encourage others to seek answers by asking questions. And what I mean by this is those that follow you and those that are not on the same level on the corporate ladder that you're in, those that are below, well, it's your job as a leader to have them ask questions and ask more questions and ask more questions and to never stop asking. Now, like I said, it does not matter what level you occupy in the organization or in life for that matter. You never stop asking questions. You just can't. That's the only way you're going to grow. That's the only way you're going to learn. That's the only way you're going to succeed. Now, here's a word of advice. Now, when you reach a point that you think asking questions is done, there's no more questions to ask, stop right there. Ask yourself, are there really no more questions to ask? Go deeper. Ask deeper questions. Get into that 4-year-old mindset and start asking why. You know what I'm talking about. When a 4-year-old starts asking, why is the sky blue? why is this? Why can't we see the air? We know the air's there. Why can't we see it? Why can't we touch the stars? Why? Well, get into that mode. And that's how you start getting into deep. That's how you start going deeper, asking deeper questions. That's how you learn more. So just keep asking questions. And folks, to put it in the most simplest of all terms, never stop asking. Never. Never. Even when people ask you a question, you give them the answer, but also ask them. Do you see what I mean? Do you understand? Do you get what I'm getting at? Do you understand my explanation? Ask them the question. And if you have to, ask them to repeat the answer you just gave. Because again, your job is to encourage others to ask questions. But at the same time, it's also to ensure that they are understanding the answer and to figure out how from that answer they can go deeper. So never stop asking. Now, about asking, that takes me into the next segment here, leadership in the news. It's our leadership in the news segment. And this episode of the podcast, I want to talk about leadership in the post-election era. You know, the 2016 elections are done. That's it. They are in the can. There's nothing we can do about the election and who voted and who did not vote and who won and who lost. Nope. That's it. But what we can do is, well, determine that, you know, another election's coming real soon. And 4 years is going to come faster than you think. I know it seems like a long time from now, but 4 years. See, don't forget, in about 2 years, they're going to start campaigning for the next presidential election. So what you need to do is start today. Not wait 2 years from now. Not take a 2-year break. Not take an 18-month break or a 1-year break. You do not take a break. You start today. 4 years from the next presidential election, you do your work today. Start today. Right now. Now, to make the change you want to happen, you've got to do your work starting today. Now, of course, you can just sit there, stand there, holler at people, yell at others until you're blue in the face. But I promise you this, folks, doing all of that, the situation will remain the same. And you can frustrate yourself now, or you can get up, step it up, and get to work to create the world you want to create, the world you thought you were going to get. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, and it didn't work out for a reason. And it could be because too many people thought they were going to get the world instead of doing what it took to go out and make that world happen. So remember, if things don't work out the way you want them, well, you know what? Do something about it. Do something about it. And still, if 4 years from now they still don't work out, well, do not blame anyone else but yourself. Especially if all you did was moan, groan, and complain in these upcoming 4 years. If that's all you did, then really, you have no one to blame. You can't point fingers to the left. You can't point fingers to the right. You can't point fingers to the center. You can only point them at yourself. Because if you've done nothing to make it happen, then seriously, how can you blame anybody? How can you, if you've done nothing, and I understand if you're a minor, you're not eligible to vote. I understand that, but even then, you still could have done something to make your voice heard. And did you? Or did you only do it after the fact? See, that's where the problem lies. The leadership is not in the after. The leadership is all in the before. See, as I said, now is the time to put in the work. It's going to be a lot of work. It will be difficult, arduous, and mostly it's going to be thankless work. But it has to get done. It must be done. See, and true leaders know that anything worth doing is going to be difficult, long, arduous, and thankless. Now, when a leader can do that and make change and not expect to be thanked for the work that they just did, then that is a sign of a great leader. Now, if you're only in it for the awards, the accolades, the pat on the back, the public acknowledgement, then guess what? You're in it for the wrong reason. Now, if you're not sure as to how to proceed with making change, then please do not assume that you know what to do, because I promise you, you know nothing. Because if you did know what to do, then you would not be in the situation or place you currently find yourself in. So what do? Go find out what to do. Go know what to do. And you do that by asking questions. No matter who you are, it doesn't matter. No matter how old you are, no matter what you do, asking questions is the only way to move forward, to move ahead, and to stay on track in a forward moving direction. Because we can't go back anymore, folks. Those days are over. See, you have to ask questions. Because when you ask questions, it shows that you care enough about what's going on that you want to be a part of it. Asking questions shows that you want to be proficient in what you're doing or learning to do. Asking questions puts you in a unique position of becoming the next go-to source of the subject you are wanting to be a part of. Now, doesn't that sound better? Because the people start recognizing you as a leader because you're out there actively wanting to learn more. You're not out there actively complaining and moaning and groaning and crying and wondering what happened. You are now becoming part of the next solution, whatever that solution is. You are out there actively doing. And how and why are you doing it? And how are you doing it? Because you ask more questions. That's it. That's the bottom line. Ask more questions. And I promise you, start acting on that, on those answers, and start correcting things that you see are wrong. You're going to be much better off 4 years from now. Folks, what do you think about what I just talked about? What do you think about asking questions as part of being a leader, being a successful leader? Do you agree or disagree? Let me know, because I want to hear from you. Let me know. Respond back on Twitter at Dave Guerra, or email me, dave@daveguerra.com. Let me know. Let me know what you think. You know, tell me, is this right? Dave, you're correct. Asking questions is the right thing. No, Dave, people should be coming to you. People should be giving you their ideas and their two cents. And I agree, people should be stepping up, but those should be the leaders that are coming with a problem and a solution. Because it works both ways. If you've got a problem, great. But don't just go off and just say, we have a problem, we have a problem. What is the solution? I definitely want to hear what your answer is. Again, folks, this about wraps it up for the 82nd episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, entrepreneur, author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can use now to lead you to leadership greatness in your organization. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Again, drop me an email, ask me a question, message me on Twitter. I'm available. I'm here for you. I want to help you. That's it. That's it. That's the bottom line. I'm here to help, and that's why this podcast is here for you. So, again, remember, step it up. Get out there. Ask questions, because that's the only way to be the leader that's going to lead people in a direction you want to go and create a world you want created. Until next time, take care. We'll talk to you soon.